When you talk about the jnanam, in jnanakanda context, we will say punyam, papam, everything will be papam. We need jnanam. But to prepare the antakranam for jnanam, when you are in a position of preparing your mind for jnanam, for antakarna shuddhi, antakarna ashuddhi, mental impurities, mental disturbances, all different forms of obstacles. So Shastram says, definitely in the Karmakanda point, and to prepare your mind for jnanam, obstacles have to be removed. And to remove the obstacles, obstacles will be there throughout. And to remove the obstacles, what causes the obstacles, nothing but papa karma. So do more punyam, earn more punyam by doing right things. The more the punyam you do, and it will help you to neutralize the papam to some extent, so that the obstacles can be removed. That is why punya sampadanam is for utilizing the old papam to remove the obstacles in mental preparation. But at the same time, when we go to Jnanakanda, we'll say even punyam also is for bondage only. That does not mean you should not earn punyam. Only thing, you should aspire for jnanam while earning punyam. Avoiding papam, avoiding the papam, earning punyam, aspire for jnanam. Then this earning punyam becomes for antakarna shuddhi.
Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
Today we are going to see the fifth section, which is again meditation. It's a section, the fifth chapter, the fifth section also discusses the discipline of meditation and how previously we had samhitas, the combination of letters as alambanam symbol for meditation. Here we have vyakritis as symbols. Anyway, the whole Sikshavalli is meant for presenting the disciplines required for mental preparation. As Pooja Swamiji said, these meditations are not for us to practice, but this understanding these meditations will help us understand the significance of worship which we will follow now. Even the concept of meditation will be very clear. You can differentiate contemplation, meditation, everything very clearly later on. So, Vyakrit Upasanam, the meditation discussed in the fifth section is called Vyakrityupasanam. Vyakritihi. Actually, there are two prefixes, V and A, then Hr root. Harati, Aharati, V Aharati, Vyaharati. Vyaharati means utters. So, Vyaharanam, uttering. Vyakritihi, utterance. And these utterances are very special utterances because they were revealed to Brahma. Lord Brahma got them revealed to him. Therefore, they are said to be auspicious utterances. They are Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. So, three utterances. Bhuhu, Bhavaha, Suvaha. And these Bhuhu, Bhavaha, Suvaha also, like how Omkaraha is said to be very most auspicious, they're also important. They're used everywhere. Even in Gayatri Mantra, we begin with the utterances of these three Vyakritis. Om Bhur Bhuvasuvaha Bhuhu Bhavaha Suvaha. So here, if you take this Bhoga Bhoga Subaha, it is also believed that they have been extracted from Gayatri Mantra, and from these three Vyahurtis, Omkara has been extracted. That is one point is there. And here one more Vyahurti he also is going to be added along with three Vyahurtis. Bohu, Bhavaha, Suvaha are three Vyahurtis, auspicious utterances. And one more Vyahurti is called Mahaha. And Upanishad itself is going to mention that there was another sage, saint, Rishihi, known as Maha Chamasyaha. Maha Chamasyaha is name of the Rishi. Don't ask me whether I know. There is a Rishi. Upanishad mentions. And the very name tells that he is a son of Maha Chamasaha. Maha Chamasaha, name of the father. Maha Chamasyaha, son. Maha Chamasaha, father. Maha Chamasyaha, son. He is known as Maha Chamasyaha because he is a son of Maha Chamasaha. Who is this Maha Chamasaha? We do not know. Some great person, some Mahatma who must have been there. We don't know when because Veda talks about the person. So Chamasaha means a spoon, ladle. Maha means big. So the man of big ladle, that is the meaning. The man of big ladle. Periya Karandiyavan. Man of big ladle. Which means the person must have been performer of rituals all the time. A great Vaidika. And he must have been also feeding people a lot. In India, performing rituals, worshipping, praying, feeding people are very common. This part of the thing. Anyway, that is not important now. So, this Maha Chamasyaha, another Rishi, who got another Vyahurti revealed to him, and he is said to be Maha Chamasyaha, and the Vyahurti revealed to him is Mahaha. So, as a whole, on the whole, we have four Vyahurtis. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha. Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha. Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha. Four Vyahrutis. Chatasraha, four. Vyahrutayaha, Vyahrutis. Four sacred utterances. Three were revealed to Brahma. One was revealed to Mahachamasyaha. And these three, four Vyahrutis are taken as Alambanani, symbols. Which means we are going to invoke different devatas upon these Vyakritis. So again, ultimately the object of meditation is Hiranyagarbha only. Hiranyagarbha Ishwaraha. So Bhagavan is the always Saguna Brahma, Sagunam Brahma is the object of meditation. Sagunam Brahma, Saguna Brahma, Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha meditation. Don't forget this. Meditation is a mental activity for which the object of focus is Hiranyagarbha. The subject matter of the meditation, the object of meditation is Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha also here is invoked in number four different devatas. And four different, here we have four upasanani. Four, this is also another group meditation. A group meditation where four different devata, a group devatas of four different topics will be invoked upon these four Vyakritis. Here also we have Loka. The objects pertaining to the loka, lokas, objects associated with the devatas, then Veda, then Prana. We are going to take these four, the objects pertaining to the four factors. What are they? Lokaha, Devaha, or Devata, Vedaha, Pranaha. Therefore, the first group meditation, the first meditation is called Adhi Loka Vyahrityupasanam. Adhi Loka Vyahrityupasanam means the four things related to lokas will be invoked upon these four Vyahrityas. What is the first meditation? Adhi Loka Vyahrityupasanam. Then second one is Adhi Deva Vyahrityupasanam. Adhi Loka Vyahrityupasanam, number one. Adhi Deva Vyahrityupasanam, number two. Adhi Veda Vyahrityupasanam. Adhi Deva, Adhi Veda. Adhi Veda Vyahrityupasanam, number three. Adhi Prana Vyahrityupasanam, number four. Adhi Prana. Already now you are experts, you must remember, you must be knowing, whenever this Adhi comes, it means pertaining to. So Adhiloka Vyahrityupasanam, Adhi Deva Vyahrityupasanam, Adhi Veda Vyahrityupasanam, Adhi Prana Vyahrityupasanam. Like this we have four meditations. That's why in each upon these four Vyahrityas, four factors will be invoked. Therefore, totally in four meditations, is a group meditation. In the four group meditation of four meditations, totally 16 objects will be invoked. And all those 16 objects are actually nothing but Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha alone is in the form of all these 14 factors which are going to be invoked upon these four Vyahrityas. Okay. Now first, Upanishad introduces the four Vyahrityas. And then the Vyahrityas, Bhur, that's why Gayatri Mantra chanting is so important. Why? Because Gayatri Mantra, when it's chanting, we also include these Vyahrityas there. When the Gayatri begins later on only. Tatsavitruvare enyam. From there, Gayatri Mantra begins. But we always add these Vyahrityas because even the uttering Vyahrityas, when people perform puja, etc., it is believed that unknowingly, inevitably, then papa karmas get neutralized. Okay. And then they're also said to be sometimes knowingly then papa karmas also, when we want to neutralize, it's called prayas chitta karma. And for which also they chant this Vyahrityas. Now, Swamiji's introduction, you can always read. This section is dealing with upasanas with reference to Vyahrityas, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, and Suvaha. Vyahrityas are used in all rituals. Bhagavan is invoked in the form of Vyahrityas for prayaschitta. Prayaschitta karma, make it that way. Pardon. In the rituals, the priest will utter the Vyahrityas and ask for pardon to make up for anything that was lacking in the ritual. Then Dakshina will be given to some qualified people. This is prayaschitta. And during the performance of rituals, if at all any commissions and omissions happen unknowingly, then for which also rectify those mistakes also. Again, sometimes the pious karma is done where the Vyahrityas are uttered as the pious chitta karma. So in the Gayatri Mantra, Om is an integral part. Gayatri is name of the meter and the mantra is called Savitri. It is called Gayatri mantra because it is in Gayatri meter. After Om, they included Bhuhu, Bhavaha and Subaha as meaning for Om. What is Om? Bhuhu, Bhavaha, Subaha. What are Bhuhu, Bhavaha, Subaha? All three worlds. First Om. There is no fourth world, okay? All the worlds which are here, the entire objective universe can be reduced to three worlds. That's why Devi is called Muppuram Erittaval, okay? Three worlds. And those three worlds are symbolized by Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Again, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha are symbolized by Akara, Ukara, Makara. Anyway, that is the meaning. Om pervades the three Vyakritis. Om is Varenyam, Jignasyam. Varenyam, Jignasyam means that which can be known, that which can be chosen. That is the meaning. But Varenyam, that which has to be chosen, that which has to be desired to be understood. That is the meaning. Okay, has to be chosen to be understood. Om is something which has to be chosen to be understood. Om also is Prarthaniyam. Prarthaniyam means that which has to be prayed to. Prarthaniyam means what? That which has to be prayed to. Prarthaniyam means that which has to be prayed to. Varenyam Jignasyam means what? That which has to be chosen to be understood. Om also is Prarthaniyam. That meaning, see, the people who edited the book, they have not given all these things. Prarthaniyam, that which has to be prayed for. So, altar of prayer. Om is the Pratika for Parameshwara. Make it Pratikam for Parameshwara. That is why Gayatri is a general mantra for all. Even one who has Vishnu or Devi or any other deity as Ishta Devata will be able to chant the Gayatri mantra. Even one who has Vishnu or Devi or any other deity as Ishta Devata will be able to chant the Gayatri mantra. So irrespective of one's Ishta Devata, one can chant Gayatri Mantra. Here, a fourth Vyakriti is introduced, which pervades all the three Vyakritis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha and Suvaha. And an Upasanam is presented. Okay, now I'm going to chant the mantras. Bhur bhuvasu variti va yetas tisro vyakritayah. Bhur bhuvasu variti va yetas tisro vyakritayah. Tasamuhasmai tam chaturthim. Tasamuhasmai tam chaturthim. Mahachamasya pravedayate. Mahachamasya pravedayate. Maha iti, tad brahma, sa atma, anga anyanya devata aha, அங்காஅன்யன்யா தேவதாஹ. அனுப்பிட்டு மந்த்ராஸ் அகேன். போர்போவசோவரிதிவா ஏதாஸ்திஸ்ரோ வ்யாஹ்ருதயஹ தாசாமுஹஸ்மை தாம் சதுர்த்தீம் மாஹாச்சமஸ்யப் ப்ரவேதயதே மஹ இதி தத் ப்ரஹ்ம ச ஆத்மா அங்காஅன்யன்யா தேவதாஹ To understand this portion first, then we can go to the next portion. First, the Upanishad introduces the Vyakritis. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Iti. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Iti. Bhur, Bhuva, Suvariti. You break the first line, first word, you get three Vyakritis. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Iti. Then va. Then yetaha. Yetaha these. Tisraha three. Vyakritayaha vyakritis. So these three are bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha. These are three vyakritis. That much is the meaning of the first sentence. Bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha va. Va actually by. Indeed. Iti by. Yetaha. These. Tisraha. Three. Vyakritayaha. So. Vyakritihi is a strilinga shabda. Therefore. Make it a point. Make a note. Vyakritihi. Ikaranta strilinga shabda. Therefore. Vyakritayaha is plural. The number also is not trini but tisraha. Why tisraha? Because vyakritayaha is a plural word. Strilinga shabdaha, feminine gender plural word. Yetaha tisraha vyakritayaha. These three are three sacred utterances known as vyakritayaha. Next, tasam u ha sma. U-ha-sma. Those three sounds, U-ha-sma, are mentioned here just to tell the, give us the information about the fourth Vyakriti. U-ha-sma are here just to give us the information about the fourth Vyakriti. So, tasam means of them. Tasam, of them. Of them means of those Vyakritis. Of those Vyakritis. Yetam Chaturthim. Yetam Chaturthi means this fourth one. This fourth one. Yetam Chaturthim. This fourth one. So Tasam literally means of them. We should take it as what now? Tabihi saha. Along with those three Vyakritis. Along with those three Vyakritis. Yetam Chaturthim. This fourth one. Mahachamasyaha Pravedayate. பிரவேதயத்தை ரிவீல்டு. Actually, pravedayate is a present tense verb. We should take it as in the past tense meaning. Pravedayate. So, Mahachamasyaha, the great Rishi Mahachamasyaha, revealed this fourth Vyakhritihi along with those three Vyakhritis which were already there, revealed it to Brahma. Tasam uhasma, leave them, uhasma, leave them. Etam chaturthi mahachamasyaha pravedayate. Mahachamasyaha etam chaturthi tabihi saha pravedayate. He revealed this fourth Vyakhritihi along with three Vyakhritis. And what is that Vyakhritihi? Maha iti. Maha. Maha is there. We must make it Mahaha. Buhu, Buvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha. When you write, you must write a visarga. In the mantra, visarga got dropped. Mahaha. For meaning, we should know Mahaha. Then, afterwards, he's going to say, here, how should, before I go to that, I want to tell you, in of these four Vyakhritis, how they should be taken. One Vyakhriti should be taken as, like a trunk, the main one. Okay? Angi. Angi. And the rest must be taken as the limbs, Angani. Angi, Angani. So, Mahaha is the Vyakhriti. Mahaha is the Vyakhritihi. Upon which the Hiranyagarbha will be invoked. Mahaha is the Angi Devata, the main Devata, Hiranyagarbha will be invoked. What about other Vyakhritis? Other Devatas who will be invoked upon the other three are said to be Angani. Angi Angani. Between them, Angi Anga Sambandha. Now, you can see the whole like a head. Okay, one is a head, two hands, and the bottom, we take the portion below the hip is like a tail. It's a bit taken. It's like a tail. So, one head, two wings, one head, two wings, the trunk, and the portion below the trunk, below the hip, is taken to be the tail. Like a tail. Don't take it as really tail and all. I'm just telling you simply, okay? And this because this Hiranyagarbha pervades all the devatas. Just as the Angani are supported by Angi. Angani are supported by Angi. The trunk supports the limbs like that. They're all one whole. One whole here. The four devatas are going to be invoked upon these four. There Mahaha is the Vyakhritihi upon which the main Angi Devata, symbol representing Hiranyagarbha will be invoked. Angi Devata will be invoked upon Mahaha. Anga Devatas will be invoked upon other three Vyakhritis. So he says, Mahaha iti tad brahma sa atma. Tad brahma தத் பிரம்ம மீன்ஸ் மகஹ இஸ் தி அங்கி, மகஹ இஸ் த பிக் அப்பான் விச் தி அங்கி தேவதா வில் பி இன்வோக்ட். அண்ட் ஆல் அதர் தேவதாஸ் அங்கானி, அந்யாக தேவதாக அங்கானி, ஆல் அதர் தேவதாஸ் ஆர் த லிம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்யகர்பா இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் அதர் வியாகிருதிஸ். நோ வித் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் லெட் அஸ் என்டர் இன் டு திஸ் குவிக்லி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வி ஹாவ் அதிலோக வியாகிருத்தி உபாசனம். வெரி குவிக், இட் வோன்ட் டேக் வெரி லாங், பிகாஸ் வி ஹேவ் டு பிராக்டிஸ் திஸ் மெடிடேஷன், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அண்ட் வில் மூவ் ஆன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் போரிதேவா அயம் லோகஹ, போரிதேவா அயம் லோகஹ, போவ இத்யந்தரிக்ஷம், போவ இத்யந்தரிக்ஷம், சுவரித்யசௌ லோகஹ, சுவரித்யசௌ லோகஹ, மஹ இத்யாதித்யஹ, மஹ இத்யாதித்யஹ, ஆதித்யேன வாவ சர்வே லோகா மஹீயந்தே. ஓகே, தேர் எண்ட்ஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மெடிடேஷன். So that first line tells you which devata should be invoked upon which vyakriti. First is adhiloka vyakrityupasanam. So here all lokas are invoked. First ayam lokaha. Ayam lokaha means this world, bhuhu, bhuloka. This world, Bhulokaha, the world of mortals, Bhulokaha, this world is the Devata, the whole world is Devata who is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Bhuhu is the Vyakritihi upon which this world is invoked. Now, புவஹா இதி அந்தரிக்ஷம், புவஹா இதி அந்தரிக்ஷம். யூ கேன் ஈஸிலி ரைட் அதிலோக உபாசனம் பூஹு அயம் லோகா, புவஹா அந்தரிக்ஷம், சுவஹா அசௌ லோகா. சோ புவஹா இதி அந்தரிக்ஷம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி அந்தரிக்ஷம், தி இன்டர்மீடியரி ஸ்பேஸ் must be invoked upon the vyakritihi bhuvaha. Then asau lokaha. Asau lokaha means heaven, that loka above, the world above. Suvaha, asau lokaha means that heaven, that loka which is above, the loka which is above the heaven must be invoked upon the Vyakritihi Suvaha. So now got three words, Bhulokaha, Ayam Lokaha, then Antarikshalokaha, then Suvarlokaha. The heaven, this world, and the worlds in between, intermediary space. These three are invoked upon Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Then Adityaha Mahaha. மகா இதி ஆதித்யா, ஆதித்ய தேவதா, த சூரிய பகவான் மஸ்ட் பி இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் தி மகா வியாகிருதி மகா. வை? பிகாஸ் சூரியா ஹியர் இஸ் ஆல் தி ஃபோர், ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் சூரியா இஸ் தி அங்கி தேவதா இன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் உபாசனம். In first Adiloka Vyakrityupasanam, Surya Bhagavan is the Angi Devata, main deity, invoked upon the Vyakritihi Mahaha. And other அயம் லோகா அந்தரிக்ஷம் அசௌ லோகா. This world, heaven above, intermediate space are respectively invoked upon Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. They are Anga Devataha. Angi Devata Adityaha, Anga Devataha, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Dari. Ayam Lokaha, Antariksham, Aso Lokaha. Now, the reason is given. Why Surya Bhagavan is invoked as the main devata, or as Angi devata. Others are limbs. Other devatas are like the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Surya is like the Hiranyagarbha. Suryaha stands for Hiranyagarbha, main devata, and all other devatas, all three worlds are the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Okay, so all four, only four of them symbolize what? Hiranyagarbha only. And all these four devatas who represent Hiranyagarbha are represented by these four Vyakritis. The next mantra gives why Surya is said to be the main deity in this meditation. Because Adityena Vava சர்வே லோகாஹ மகியந்தே. ஆதித்யேன வாவ சர்வே லோகாஹ மகியந்தே. ஆல் தி வேர்ல்ட்ஸ், திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், வேர்ல்ட் அபவ் அண்ட் வேர்ல்ட் இன் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் இன் தி மிடில், ஆல் தி த்ரீ வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் மகியந்தே, தே ஷைன், தே என்ஜாய் தர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், they become, enjoy the glory of being existent only because of the blessing of the Surya Bhagavan. Sarve lokaha mahiyante, all the worlds shine, all the worlds shine, mahiyante, all the worlds enjoy their glory, they shine. சர்வே லோகாஹ மகியந்தே ஆதித்யேன வாவ, ஒன்லி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆதித்யா. நவ் பிகாஸ் பூலோக, பௌர்லோக, சுவர்லோக, ஆல் தி வேர்ல்ட் ஷைன் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சன். வித்தவுட் சூரிய பகவான் ஆல் தி வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் வில் டிஸ்அப்பியர், லைஃப் வில் டிஸ்அப்பியர். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட். Next is Adi Deva Vyakrit Upasanam. Bhoriti va agnihi bhova iti vayuhu suvaritya adityaha maha iti chandramaha. Second meditation upon four devatas. Bhoriti va agnihi bhova iti vayuh suvaritya adityah maha iti chandramaha. Chandramasa vava sarvani jyotikum shimahiyante. Chandramasa vava sarvani jyotigam shimahiyante. Now here Agni Devata, Vayu Devata, again Aditya Devata, Chandramaha. So it's a different, with reference to worlds Aditya is great, but with reference to Devatas, no, Devata means actually luminaries. But here Vayu also is included. We'll give the reason later on. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Iti Adityaha, Maha Iti Chandramaha. So Agni Devata in the second meditation, Adideva Vyakrityupasanam, Agni Devata has to be invoked upon Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Then Vayu Devata has to be invoked upon Vayuhu, air. அக்னிஹி ஃபயர், வாயுஹு ஏர், மஸ்ட் பி இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் புவஹா. தென் ஆதித்யஹா, சூரிய பகவான், சூரிய தேவதா ஹேஸ் டு பி இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் சுவஹா. டோன்ட் கெட் கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட். இன் செகண்ட் மெடிடேஷன் சூர்யா பிகம்ஸ் அன் அங்க தேவதா. தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மெடிடேஷன் சூர்யா இஸ் தி அங்கி தேவதா. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் இஸ் லோக உபாசனம், செகண்ட் இஸ் தேவ உபாசனம். ஓகே, ஆதித்யா இஸ் டு பி இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் சுவஹா. தென் மகா இத்தி சந்திரமாக, சந்திரமாக மூன் மூன் தேவதா, சந்திர தேவதா ஹேஸ் பி இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் தி வியாகிருத்தி மகா. இன் திஸ் தே அதி தேவ வியாகிருத்தி உபாசனம் செகண்ட் மெடிடேஷன், சந்திரமாக இஸ் தி மெயின் டெய்டி. சந்திர சந்திரா மூன் இஸ் தி மெயின் டெய்டி இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் தி மெயின் வியாகிருத்தி மகா. தென் அக்னிஹி இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் பூஹு, வாயு இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் புவஹா, அண்ட் ஆதித்யா இஸ் இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் சுவஹா. விச் மீன்ஸ் அங்கி தேவதா இஸ் மூன், அதர் தேவதாஸ் அக்னிஹி வாயுஹு ஆதித்யா பிகம் தி அங்க தேவதாஸ் இன் தி செகண்ட் மெடிடேஷன். தி ரீசன் இஸ் கிவன். சந்திரமசாவாவ சர்வாணி ஜோதிகும் ஷிமஹீயந்தே, சந்திரமசாவாவ சர்வாணி ஜோதிகும் ஷிமஹீயந்தே. சந்திரமஸ் சகாரந்த சப்த, தேர்ஃபோர் சந்திரமசா மீன் சந்திரேன. ஒன்லி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி மூன் all the luminaries sarvani jyoti gumshi, gumshi is a vedic usage, jyotimshi sarvani jyotimshi, jyotish is a neutral gender word, in plural jyotimshi sarvani jyotimshi, all luminaries shine. ஓகே, ஆல் தி லிமினரிஸ் ஷைன். சந்திரமசாவாவ சர்வாணி ஜோதிம்ஷி மஹியந்தே. When we do the பாஷ்யம் we'll see all the meanings elaborately. Just know the literal meanings now. So all the ஜோதிம்ஷி, the luminaries shine because of the moon. Therefore moon is the main deity invoked here upon மகா. So in the second meditation, the Hiranyagarbha's trunk is the moon. All other devatas, Agnihi, Vayuhu, Aditya, have become the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. One Hiranyagarbha, the whole being, is invoked upon these four devatas. Angi and Angani. Now, the third meditation is அதி வேத வியாகிருத்யுபாசனம். வேதாஸ் தம்செல்ஸ் ஆர் ஹியர் டேக்கன் ஆஸ் தி சீன் ஆஸ் தி ஹிரண்யகர்பா. ஆல் தி ஃபோர் வேதாஸ் ஆர் ஹிரண்யகர்பா ஒன்லி. பியூட்டிஃபுல். வில் சீ தி லேட்டர் ஆன் எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் வென் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். நவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தி வேர்ட் மீனிங்ஸ் டுடே. சோ ஹியர்
போரிதி வா ருசஹ போவ இதி சாமானே, சுவரிதி யஜுகும்ஷி மஹ இதி ப்ரஹ்ம, ப்ரஹ்மணா வாவ ஸர்வே வேதா மஹீயந்தே. போரிதி வா ருசஹ போவ போவ இதி சாமானே, சுவரிதி யஜுகும்ஷி மஹ இதி ப்ரஹ்ம, ப்ரஹ்மணா வாவ ஸர்வே வேதா மஹீயந்தே. Now we have seen the eight devatas of two different
categories invoked upon four Vyakritis in two meditations. The third meditation is here Adi Veda Vyakrityupasanam. Adi Veda Vyakrityupasanam. So here Bhuritiva Ruchaha. Ruchaha is a plural form of Rik. Rik means, Rik is a singular word. Rik singular, Ruchaha plural. Rik means Rigveda Mantraha. Rik is, it stands for Rigveda Mantraha. So Ruchaha means the mantras of Rigvedaha. Mantras, all the mantras of Rigvedaha are known as Ruchaha. Rik is one mantra, Ruchaha all the mantras. Now, therefore Rigvedaha, the Rigvedaha is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Rigvedaha, the entire Rigvedaha is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Then, Bhuva iti Samani. See, Saman singular, Samani plural. So, Samaveda mantras, all the Samaveda mantras are said to be Samani. Singular is Saman Shabdaha, but Sama. Sama means one Samaveda mantra. Samani, all the Samaveda mantras. So Samani means entire Samaveda. The Samaveda mantra, the entire Samaveda consisting of all Samani is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuvaha. Then, Suvariti Yajugumshi. The yent, Yaju, again, Yajush means singular, one Yajurveda mantra. Yajumshi means plural. Yajush singular, Yajumshi plural. Yajurveda mantras. Yajumshi, all Yajurveda mantras. So Yajumshi stands for Yajurvedaha. So Yajurveda of all Yajur mantras, Yajurvedaha, as we invoked upon the Vyakritihi Suvaha. Now, Maha iti Brahma. And here the word Brahma stands for Omkaraha. Here the word Brahma means what? Omkaraha. So the word, that's why I told the word Brahma in different contexts mean different things. The word Brahma stands for Omkaraha. So Omkaraha should be invoked upon the Vyakritihi Mahaha. So in this Adi Veda Vyakrityupasanam, Omkaraha becomes the Angi Devata. Then all the Vedas become Anga Devatas. Angani. Now we see all the Omkaraha and all the Vedas are nothing but Hiranyagarbha only. Hiranyagarbha's trunk and Hiranyagarbha's limbs, all are like that. This is the Yajurveda, this is the third Adiveda Vyakrityupasanam. And here, why Omkaraha is invoked upon the Mahaha Angi, as Angi Devata? Because Brahmana Vava Sarve Vedaha Mahiyante. All the Vedas shine, all the Vedas enjoy their greatness only because of Omkaraha. Because Omkaraha pervades the entire world, means Omkaraha pervades all the Vedas. Okay. Therefore, Omkara is the Angi Devata. Now, last one, Adi Prana Vyakrityupasanam. Adi Prana Vyakrityupasanam. The last meditation, Adhiprana Vyakrityupasanam.
भोरिति वै प्राणः भुव इत्यपानः सुवरिति व्यानः मह इत्यन्नम् अन्नेन वाव सर्वे सर्वे प्राणा महीयन्ते भोरिति वै प्राणः भुव इत्यपानः सुवरिति व्यानः मह इत्यन्नम् अन्नेन वाव सर्वे प्राणा महीयन्ते.
सो हियर दि प्राणः अपानः व्यानः ओके ऑल दिस ऑफ द फाइव प्राणास थ्री आर टेकन एज जस्ट सिंबलाइजिंग ऑल द फाइव. सो प्राणः दि प्राणः the function of inhalation function of respiration is invoked upon the vyahritihi bhuhu. The word prana stands for exhalation, the word prana stands for respiration also, therefore you can take the prana is invoked upon bhuhu. Then apanaha stands for inhalation, also excretion. Anyway, the apanaha is invoked upon next vyahritihi bhuvaha. Then vyanaha, the vital governing the function of circulation, is invoked upon vyana prana is invoked upon the vyahritihi suvaha. Suvaha iti bhuvaha iti apanaha. Bhuhu iti pranaha, bhuvaha iti apanaha, suvaha iti vyanaha. That why there is indeed. Mahaha iti annam. Maha ityannam. Then food is invoked upon the Angi Devata Mahaha. The reason is given. Why food is invoked as the main Angi Devata upon Mahaha? Because Annena Vava Sarve Prana Mahiyante. All the pranas shine, all the pranas survey because of the food. If we do not eat, we will know there will not be circulation, there will not be exhalation, inhalation, no prana will be inside the body. You do not eat food. Therefore, all the prana shine because of the food. Therefore, they are said to be, annam is said to be Angi Devata invoked upon the Vyahritihi Mahaha. Now, it is Hiranyagarbha who alone is in the form of food and all the pranas. Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in the form of Omkara and all the Vedas. It is Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in the form of Angi, Devata, Chandrama and all other luminaries. It is Hiranyagarbha, who alone is in the form of Aditya and all other Devatas. So one Hiranyagarbha is invoked in four different meditations as Angi, Anga, Sambandha. Now, totally 16 deities are invoked upon, factors are invoked upon these four Vyakritis as symbols, Alambanani. Now finally, all the pranas survive, remain sustained because of the blessing of Annam that we know. Finally, we have to see Tava, Taha, Vai. Why actually? Vai. Yetas chatasras chaturdha. Tava, Yetas chatasras chaturdha. Tava, Yetas chatasras chaturdha. It means, yetaha, these, chatasraha, four. These four vyahritis are chaturdha, fourfold. Yetaha chatasraha, these four vyahritis are Chaturdha, fourfold. Which means each one of these Vyahrutis is fourfold. These four Vyahrutis are fourfold. Each one of these Vyahrutis is fourfold. Therefore, Chatasraha Chaturdha. Chatasras Chatasro Vyahrutayaha. Chatasras Chatasro Vyahrutayaha. Yetaha Chatasraha Chaturdha. Chatasraha Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha. Chatasraha Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha. Four of these Vyahrutis are four. Four Vyahrutis. Chatasraha Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha. Repetition. Taha Yo Veda. Tayo Veda. Last line of the section. Tayo Veda. Are you able to split the previous sentence, previous one? Taha Vai Yetaha Chatasraha Chaturdha. Chatasraha Chatasraha. Chatasraha Chatasraha. Four. Four. Vyahrutayaha. Vyahrutis. No. Ta Yo Veda. Means Taha. Taha. Avaihalai. Those Vyahrutis. Yaha Veda. The word here, Veda, literally means knows. But here you should take it as meditates. Yaha, he who meditates, the one who meditates upon these Vyahrutis. Taha means avaihalil, avaihalai. Evanoruvan avaihalil dhyanikkindrano. Yaha, taha, Veda. The one who meditates, he who meditates upon them. One who practices this Vyahruti Upasanam. Saha Veda Brahma. That person knows Hiranyagarbha. In the form of Omkaraha. That person knows Hiranyagarbha means what? Knowing Hiranyagarbha means that person attains Hiranyagarbha. So this is the Upasana. The last one line is Palashruti. If a person seriously practices this meditation as instructed properly, following this order, as a result of practicing this meditation, one day after the death, no, he will travel through Shuklagati and reach Brahmaloka. There he will become one with Hiranyagarbha. And reaching the Hiranyagarbha Loka, Brahmaloka, attaining the Hiranyagarbha status is said to be the highest of the benefits enjoyable, accomplishable through any type of karma. There's no better and the higher end accomplishable through the performance of ritual or practice of meditation or as a result of action. There's no higher result that can be accomplished than Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha is the highest of the goals accomplishable by performing any ritual action or practicing meditation. Now, the person who practices meditation, when he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, Sarve esmai deva balima vahanti. When he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, all the devatas offer oblations to him. Balim avahanti. They bring oblations to him. Before he was, offering oblations. Now all the devatas will bring oblations to him through the performance of rituals. He will be the recipient of the offerings of yajnas as the Lord. He will be the recipient of the offerings, oblations, given by the devatas as the Lord. This is the literal meaning of the Vyahrityupasanam portion. Okay, the mantras you found in this section. So, mainly, who is invoked upon, who is mainly meditated upon is Hiranyagarbha. That Hiranyagarbha is a whole being, one cosmic being. And Hiranyagarbha is, now we see the Angi Devata and the Anga Devatas. All of them together, Hiranyagarbha's Anga, Angi, and the rest of them are Angani. All of them are, say, the whole Hiranyagarbha is invoked upon in these four aspects, four factors in each meditation. It's a group meditation. That's why Adiloka, Adideva, Adiveda, Adi Prana, Vyahrityupasanam. This is the iti Panchamaha Anuvakaha. Simple. Now, we have to see the Bhashyam. Then we'll get interesting information we'll learn. Only when you do the Bhashyam, you know the literal meanings now, we'll see the Bhashyam. We'll start doing little bit, as much as possible, then we'll stop, then we'll continue tomorrow. We can do the Devi Mahatma at least for some time. Now Shankaracharya comments. Sarve devaha asmai balim avahanti. All devatas, all deities carry offerings to him. Okay. Now Shankaracharya writes commentary. Samhita vishayam upasanam uktam. Shankara Bhagavatpada always writes this Sambandha Bhashyam. Sambandha Bhashyam means the Bhashyam where he connects the subject matter of the previous lesson, subject matter of the present lesson. And this is based on the Simhavalokana Nyaya. It's called just connecting. You must know what has gone before and what is coming now. So, Samhita Vishayam Upasanam Uktam. Uktam, it has been said. It was said. It was presented. What was presented? Upasanam, meditation. Meditation upon what? Meditation on the Sandhi. Samhita Vishayaha means meditation upon the subject matter of Sandhi, Samhita, the combination of letters. The Samhita Upasana was discussed before. That he mentions here, in the previous section, Samhita Upasana was mentioned, discussed, presented. Tadano, following that. So, after that, exact translation is following that. Medha kamasya, shri kamasya cha anukrantaha mantraha. Then, following that, there was a discussion on mantras. Mantras meant for those people who are desirous of medha and those who are desirous of wealth. Shri kamasya cha anukranta, mantraha anukrantaha. Now, techa parampariyena vidyopayogarthaha eva. If I break it, te, those mantras, cha, and parampariyena. Those parampariyena. பாரம்பரியன டூ மீனிங்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். பாரம்பரியன சீக்வன்ஷியலி ட்ரெடிஷனலி டூ மீனிங்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஃபார் தட் வேர்ட் பாரம்பரியன. பாரம்பரியன மீன் சீக்வன்ஷியலி ட்ரெடிஷனலி இன்டைரக்ட்லி. பாரம்பரியன வித்யா உபயோகார்த்தாக, வித்யா உபயோகார்த்தாக ஏவ, வித்யா நாலெட்ஜ், உபயோக யூஸ், அர்த்தாக யூஸ், யூஸ்ஃபுல் யூஸ்ஃபுல், உபயோக யூஸ், உபயோகார்த்தாக யூஸ்ஃபுல், தே ஆர் இன்டைரக்ட்லி யூஸ்ஃபுல் இன் ஆர் ஃபார் அட்டைனிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ். தே ஆர் இன்டைரக்ட்லி யூஸ்ஃபுல் அர்த்த சப்த இஸ் தேர், அர்த்த எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் அர்த்த இஸ் தேர். The useful itself is enough. They are meant to be useful indirectly for, not directly. Directly what you need for jnanam is shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. But indirectly they are useful for attainment or attaining knowledge. Why? Because vidyayaha upayogarthaha, vidyayaha krute upayogarthaha. They are indirectly useful for attaining knowledge means they contribute for antakarna shuddhi. If a person has medha shakti, he becomes qualified for attainment of jnanam. If a person has wealth, if he lives a life of dharma, if he lives a life of brahma yoga, brahma yajna, and it will prepare him for the mind, prepare his mind for jnanam. Therefore, ultimately, they are indirectly useful for the attainment of knowledge. வித்யா உபயோகார்த்தாக ஏவ, ஏவ டெஃபினெட்லி. அனந்தரம், ஓகே, ஆஃப்டர் டிஸ்கஸிங் தி இன் தி ஃபோர்த் செக்ஷன், ஆஃப்டர் டிஸ்கஸிங் தி மந்த்ராஸ் ரிக்வர்ட், மந்த்ராஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் ஸ்ரீகாமஹா அண்ட் மேதாகாமஹா, அனந்தரம், அனந்தரம் ஆஃப்டர் தட், அனந்தரம் அதற்கு பிறகு, பிறகு ஆர் பிறகு, அனந்தரம் ததனந்தரம் ஆர் அனந்தரம், லேட் ஆஃப்டர் தட், வியாகிருத்யாத்மனஹா பிரம்மணஹா அந்தருபாசனம் ஸ்வராஜ்ய பலம் பிரஸ்தூயதே. ஆஃப்டர் தட் நவ் ஹி மென்ஷன்ஸ் திஸ் உபாசனம், திஸ் மெடிடேஷன். அனந்தரம் வியாகிருத்யாத்மனஹா பிரம்மணஹா, வியாகிருத்யாத்மா பிரம்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட், பிரம்மன் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வியாகிருதிஸ், ஓகே, ஹிரண்ய பிரம்மன் ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் சகுணம் பிரம்மா, ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா தேர் ஆஃப்டர், ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வியாகிருதிஸ் இஸ் இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான், இன்வோக்ட் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வியாகிருதிஸ் இஸ் இன்வோக்ட், ஆர் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இஸ் இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் வியாகிருதிஸ். So, Vyakhrityatma means Hiranyagarbha who is in the form of Vyakhrityas. Hiranyagarbha, Vyakhrityatmanaha Brahmanaha means positive case. Therefore, Antarupasanam, inner meditation. What's inner meditation, outer meditation? Meditation is inner only. But still, Antarupasanam, it is not karma. He wants to say it is a purely mental activity. Antarupasanam, inner meditation of Hiranyagarbha in the form of Vyakrutis, and the result of the Hiranyagarbha, result of practice is meditation. Result of practicing meditation is not there, but I have to add that the result of practicing that meditation in the form of attainment of sovereignty, swarajya phalam. Swarajya phalam means the fruit of sovereignty, the result in the sovereignty, the result of attaining sovereignty means going to Brahmaloka, attaining Hiranyagarbha status. Swarajyam, literally it means the phalam, fruit, the result or the fruit of practicing the meditation upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of Vyakriti is what? Attainment of sovereignty, Swarajya phalam, which means attaining Hiranyagarbha status in Hiranyagarbha loka, Brahma loka. That meditation is prastuyate, is begun, is introduced. Prastuyate, passive verb, is introduced. Now, where in this fourth section? See, Shankaracharya is clean. He reminds you what all have gone before in three other chapters. And now what is being studied in this fifth chapter? He leaves the first two. He does not, now first two anuvakas are simple matters, no? Science of pronunciation he leaves. What we studied in third section, what we in fourth section, he reminds us of that. Second section, third section, fourth section. He tells all of them. So Vyakriti Upasanam, then prayer for wealth and medha, we have gone before. Now, in this fifth section, this meditation upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of Vyakritis is introduced. And he also this meditation is introduced because it has the benefit of attaining sovereignty, going to Brahmaloka, enjoying Hiranyagarbha status. Okay. Any doubt there? Any doubt?
Can you? Swaminiji, can you explain the word Vyahriti?
Yeah. See, the two prefixes Hr Dhatu. V prefix, A prefix, then Hr Dhatu. You get the now verb Vyaharati. Hr from Harati, Harati grabs, snatches. Aharati takes in. Vyaharati, Vyaharati utters. Vyaharati utters. Also Kud, you know. Vyaharati means also crying out. Vyaharati calls. Vyaharati utters. And Vyaharanam uttering. But here Vyahritihi is a feminine noun. Vyahritihi utterance. And these three were revealed to Brahma and Brahma uttered them. First, Bhuhu. Bhuvaha, Suvaha. It seems Lord Brahma uttered them first. Okay. Therefore, they said to be Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Therefore, they said to be auspicious utterances. Okay. It's all revelation only. There's nobody opened the mouth and uttering. Okay, it's all revelations only. Just we'll find out, understand them later on. Okay, now I'm going to do only one little bit and stop. Okay, you need some break, isn't it? Okay, I'll stop it a little later. I'll give you half an hour break after this class. Bhur Bhuvas Suvariti. Ityuktopa pradarshanartha bhuhu. I read the Bhashyam in page number 161. Bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, iti. Ityukta pradarshanartha. See, iti. Shankaracharya first comments upon the word iti. Every small detail he'll comment. In the mantra, bhuvasuvaritiva, there iti comes. He says, why that iti? The iti in the expression bhurbhuva suvariti, the iti in the expression bhurbhuva suvariti, that iti is meant for referring the three vyakritis mentioned. The iti is there to refer to the vyakritis. What is the meaning of the word iti? Why iti is used there? Iti is used to refer to the three, is meant to refer to three vyakritis. Meant to refer the three vyakritis. Yetaha tisraha. These three. Now he comments upon the word these three. Yetaha tisraha. See, the nice thing about Shankaracharya's commentary is you will see how every word is carefully taken into account. He does not write exhaustive commentary on these mantras, because he takes it for granted. Later on, he will write lots about on the second chapter. So, yetaha, tisraha, these three, iticha, pradarshitanam paramarshartaha. See, paramarshaha means bringing one's attention. Paramarshaha means bringing one's attention. Taking one's attention, drawing one's attention is called paramarshaha. Paramarshartaha means, so when after mentioning bhurbhuvasuvaritiva yetas tisro vyahrutayaha, the mention of number three as these three vyahrutis is to draw the attention. The mention of number three is for the purpose of drawing the attention towards the, oh, what are the three? If something is said, we'll immediately ask, oh, what are those three? Number three, mention of number three, as tisraha vyakritayaha, is actually for drawing one's attention to the vyakritis. Paramarshaha, drawing the attention. Paramarshartaha, for drawing the attention. Okay. Why should one attention be drawn towards them? Because he says, paramrishtaha smaryante vai ityanena. Paramrishtaha means those which were towards which the attention is drawn. Those vyakritis towards which attention is drawn, those which towards which attention is drawn is said to be paramrishtaha. Those which were towards which attention is drawn, they are remembered. They will be remembered. So they won't be forgotten. Beautiful. Your attention has to be drawn towards something so that you will remember. Do not forget. Smaryante, they are remembered. Indeed, they are remembered. Iti anena. Gavanathirku kondu varappattavai. Okay, paramrishtaha smaryante. Won't stop. Tisraha yetaha prasiddaha vyakritayaha smaryante tavat. Tisraha three yetaha these three vyakritayaha vyakritis or prasiddaha, very well known, smaryante, remembered, always they are remembered. These three well known vyakritis are remembered. Means always these three vyakritis are remembered by us. Now we'll never forget vyakritis. Okay, I think I'll stop here and then I'll see you after maybe half an hour or something.